Mevnei Yibul. She has to be nine gavelas for 30 days. So for the next 30 days, it's not nice if she gets married to somebody. So therefore, even though Mishum Avchona, there wouldn't be anything wrong, but there's navelas involved, that an Isha should not get married to Shloshim when she lost her husband. Somewhere it says, Bishleim Loitis Yabim. It's very good why you tell me the halacha is Loitis Yabim, that you can't make Yibim now again. Your brother died. So we say the first 3 months you can't make Yibim. Koshem Yi Avlad Ben Kayoma. We're afraid maybe she's pregnant and she'll have a child. The Kapog of Yisrael Shasachti Raisa. And if you're going to be Miyabim, well, there's no mitzvah Yibim because she has a child. So you'll be over Nisidi Raisa. It's very good why we tell you not to make Yibim. Let's wait 3 months first to see if she's pregnant or not. And Olay Tachlet for Alka Mamishka says the first 3 months. You cannot give a chalitza either. Am I? Why not? L'chura give a chalitza. Whatever will be, will be. If she has a child later, the Zuntay, she didn't need a chalitza. If she doesn't have a child later, she has a chalitza now. What's wrong to give a chalitza now? So the Gemara says, Lema ki have a chalitza to Rabbi Yechanan. L'chura she be a kasha in Rabbi Yechanan. Because we have before Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish. If you give a Muberes chalitza, does it help or not? Zechur, according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's a kasha. Rabbi Yechanan holds that a Muberes could get chalitza. You could give chalitza, the chalitza's Muberes is Shema chalitza. So Rabbi Yechanan holds like that, how come chalitza doesn't help? Over here, let him give chalitza. The Yom that Rabbi Yechanan says, chalitza's Muberes, Shema chalitza. Zechur, it's a riot for our mission, not like Rabbi Yechanan. So that's the read. Like, Rishlokish is very good. The reason why you can't give chalitza the first 3 months, because on the side that she's pregnant, the chalitza's muberes does not help. So Gemara says, "Enechanami v'lav miyoy sevine l'Rabbi Yechon echad zimna." Didn't we already ask the question to Rabbi Yechon one time already? Like we already shrugged up Rabbi Yechon already once. And since we shrugged him up already once, it's enough. Like avada mishnah talak Rabbi Yechon. So Gemara says, "L'chur." What we mean to say is, "Laimem meho narmet yevet tiyufta." L'chur from our mishnah over here also should be a raya against Rabbi Yechon. So Mara says, Loi, no, from our mission alone, you cannot ask the question on Rabbi Yechanan. So I'll tell you like this. You know what the reason why now mission we tell you, the first 3 months after your brother dies, not to give the wife chalitza, not to give you Yavama chalitza, what's wrong? I'll tell you like this. Ben Kayoma. Maybe Taka, she is pregnant, and she's going to give birth to a healthy baby, and then there was no mitzvah yibum. So it comes out that there was no chalitza either. So what's the difference if she had chalitza or not? The nafkamina is, can a kohen marry her? The halacha is an amona, a kohen's allowed to marry. But if the isha received chalitza, or she received the get, the gerusha, a kohen is also to marry. So now that you gave chalitza to this muberis, when she has a child later, it comes out that the chalitza was never chal, was not called the chalitza at all. So really she's mutter to a kohen. The nim says that the matzricha cruz lakuna. People are going to talk about her and say she's also to a kohen because she had chalitza. So what do you have to do about it? You have to make a public announcement, make achroza saying no, she's mutter to a kohen. So for the Gemara good, so what's the wrong? Make the public announcement that this isha, even though she received chalitza, it was a tois. We found out now she was pregnant, she had a baby, and she has no chalitza, she's mutter to a kohen. So Gemara says no, that's not a good reason. That's no good either. Because Dilma may be Iko Davoy Bechalitza. Maybe there was somebody that was around Beshas that gave Chalitza. Flohevi Bach Rosa. And they were not there when they announced to tell everybody that she's Mutter to a Kain. Or Bezoya Mif Salu Minakuna. And people think she's still Pas Lakuna. So that's why we don't want to give Chalitza right now. Because we're afraid maybe true the Chalitza will not be necessary anymore. It'll be possible the Chalitza. And in such a case, you'll ask her to a Kain. Freddy Gemara, Tainach Almona. This is a good case. If she was an Almona, she was never married, like she didn't get a get before. But Gerusha Michael Mema, what are you going to tell me? Let's say there was an Isha that had one husband, and that husband gave her a get. Then she got married to your brother. And now your brother died. So now that your brother died, this Isha anyway is also to a Kain, because she's a Gerusha from before. So in such a case, what should be the reason not to give a Chalitza? L'chur in the middle of the first 3 months should also be mutter to give a chalitza. What can you say about this case, Michael Amemba? Gemara says, Mishum demas tivlo mezoinis. Yeah, you're doing something wrong. She's going to lose out mezoinis. If you don't give a chalitza now, she gets fed off the nechosim of her first husband. Ma'ashenke, if you give a chalitza, she'll lose the mezoinis. So Gemara says, Tenech, that's good, Nesuya. If she was married tak at the beginning to a husband, she had Mezoinus then. But Arusa, Gerusha, Michael Mema. What's going to be if she's only an Arusa? She was a Gerusha. So Manashach, she Mezoinus, she doesn't get now. I mean, an Arusa, you don't get Mezoinus. So what should be the problem? That Mishum the Chalutza will be afraid that maybe people think she's also to a Kain. She's also right away, she's a Gerusha. So in such a case where she's an Amona min Erisin, and she's a Gerusha, what's the halacha? Why can't you give a Chalitza right now? Why do you have to wait 3 months for Michael Amemer? And the Gemara, Mishum the Rabbi Yossi, and Lutam of Rabbi Yossi's time. The Tanya will learn like this. Or says, Ela Mishum de Rabbi Yossi. The reason why you can't make chalitza right away when your brother dies, so Lach Ruj, you're not allowed to make chalitza the first 3 months. You have to wait 3 months. Why? Tatanya, Maisa biyod mecher, happened with one person. Sheabol of Ne Rabbi Yossi. Omar lehi yeste maho lachlatz patech gimel. Like the brother just died. His wife is Yevama. Now, none of the brothers want to make Yevam. They only want to make Chalitza. Can you make Chalitza right now, or do they still have to wait 3 months? Omalei loy tachlitz. No, you can't make Chalitza right now. For the Gemara, why? For tachlitz amavakach. Go make Chalitza right now. What should be wrong? Make Chalitza now. What can you do wrong? Amavakach. What should be wrong? So Korolov Mikra Zeh, he read out this posik. The posik says, Im lo yach poitz. That when do you make chalitza? If you do not want to make yibum, then you make chalitza. So idashin hoim chofetz, mashmi, if the brother wants to make yibum, if he wants to be miyabim his brother's wife, yibum, he's allowed to do it. So what are we darshin? That the klal is kolo oilo li yibum. Anytime when your brother dies, his wife, if there is the mitzvah yibum, that you could be miyabma right now if you want to, is oilo le chalitza. Then you have the choice. If you don't want to be miyabma, you don't want to marry her, just give a chalitza. But here, the first 3 months, when your brother dies, the loch region, not allowed to be miyabma. Because we don't know if she's pregnant or not. Anisha, when a husband dies, the first 3 months, nobody can live with her. We have to make sure to see if she's pregnant or not. So you can't make Yibum, because maybe she's pregnant, and maybe she'll have a kid, and then there's no Mitzvah Yibum. You're living with your brother's wife, Bierva. So since the first 3 months, you cannot be Miyabim, therefore even if you want to give a Chalitza, you're not allowed to give a Chalitza. Because that's the klal, Kol Oilu LeYibum is Oilu LeChalitza. But if there's a period of time, these first 3 months, that you're not allowed to do the mitzvahs yibum, you can't live with them, who are then you can't give a chalitza. So, Mosir Rav Chinna. Rav Chinna asked the question, is that true? We know the halacha is, has sveikois, choltsois, loimis yavmois. Sveikois, we'll soon see what that means, if it's doubtful if your brother married them or not. So the halacha is, then your brother dies, so it died, the halacha is choltsois, you have to give them chalitza, but if loimis yavmois, you can't be miyavm them. For the Gemara, my sveikus, what's the case? What does it mean we have a doubt whether your brother married them or not? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Sophie Kedushin, that we have a doubt if your brother married her or not, and let's say your brother threw her the cast of Kedushin, we have a doubt whether it went closer to her or closer to him, so we don't know if your brother married her or not. So then your brother died, so we say we don't know if it's your brother's wife or not, so therefore you can't give a yibum. For the Gemara, my lemmas, your bemmas, like why not? Make yibum. What do you have to lose? Mamanashuk. If your brother was married to her, so there's a mitzvah yibum involved. You're allowed to be miyabim her. Elamai, the Kedusha was not chal, she was not married to your brother. So avadir, it's good. She's not your brother's wife. Avadir, you're allowed to marry her. So what's wrong by the sveikus? Why can't you make yibum? So where it says, Elalav, isn't the case like this. Sofik shekidish achat mishteachoyis. Shekidish achat mishteachoyis. We have a doubt where your brother married one of two sisters. And we don't know which one of the two sisters your brother married. And now your brother dies. So the klali zukatoni choletzes. All you could do is give chalitza to the two sisters, but you can't be miyab neither one of them. So that's the case of sveikus. So you see what? That there's a case of sveikus over here, that chalitza you do give, even though you can't give yibum. So you see, even though there's a case you can't be miyabim, because any sister you live with, we have to be afraid maybe the other sister was really your brother's wife, and you're living with your sister of the chalutza, of the zika. So it's also. So you can't be miyabim. Still we said, Allah, is you allowed to make chalitza? So you see, you could have chalitza in a place where there's no mitzvah yibum. So Mora says, no, Hachi Ashta, what kind of kasher is this? Hatayahosim over there by the Sufik, what happened? Your brother married one of two sisters, and you don't know which one of the two sisters he married. There I'll tell you, if Eliyahu Hanavi would come, the Yomer, and he'll tell you, Toho Kiddush, that this sister was your brother's wife, in such a case, Bas Chalitza V'Yivami. If Eliyahu Hanavi would tell you clearly which one of the two sisters your brother was married to, now that your brother died, there would be a Mrs. Yibam, you'd be allowed to marry that sister. So therefore you can give a Chalitza. But Hocher over here, Im Yavu Eliyahu V'Yomer, Toho Loyabro, but over here, if Eliyahu Hanavi would come and tell you, you should know, your brother's wife, she's not pregnant, Mi Mishkach Bey, would we listen to Eliyahu Hanavi? Would that mean anything? V'Yav Minon, and we'll let them make Yibam. That's not the klal. Why? Ho ketana. The halacha is, even if your brother only married a ketana, she was only 8 years old, the lav basi burihi, she is not possible to become pregnant. Piafilu wachi, still the halacha is, tzri cholahamtim gimuch adoshim. That's the halacha of a loy plug. It's even a case where your brother married a katana, still the din is you have to wait 3 months. There's a loy plug. So therefore, since the first 3 months you can never be miyabma, that's why the locker is, he owes also like techlites. That's why he can't give chalitz. Here it's worse. Since there's no mitzvah yibma at all now, the first 3 months, midrabonin, so therefore there's no way to give a chalitz in the first 3 months. So even in the case where she's a gerusha already, there's no question about a kayin, still you can't give chalitza the first 3 months. Tana Rabbanim, we learned like this. Yevoma, what's the loch of a yevoma? Where your brother died, you have his wife here, yevoma. Shloisha chadoshim arishoinim. The first 3 months after your brother died is nizoinus mishel bal. She gets some mizoinus, who feeds her, who gives her the money to live on, from her husband's property. And before anybody yashins the brother, the money goes to her. There has to be money set aside to feed her for the first 3 months. Mikan v'yelach, after the first 3 months, ain't the nizoinus. She does not get fed anymore. Loi mishobal, not from the husband, because after 3 months, now she's supposed to take care of herself. Let the brothers be miyabma, or else get chalitza, get married to somebody else. So from the original property of the first husband, she doesn't get fed anymore. But the chiddush is, v'loy mishol yavam, who are in the yavam now also does not have to feed her. Because the yavam didn't make yivam yet. Like, it's not his wife yet. So the yavam, the brother alive, does not have to feed her either. Now, what's the law for Omad Bedin? So the yavam, like, gets nervous. She wants something to happen. Either give me chalitza, I'll get married to somebody else, or else give me yavam and feed me. So she calls him to din. Yavam, Omad Bedin, they went to a din Torah to Bezdin. And like they told the Yavim, you should know, you have to do something. Either give a chalitza or be miyabim her. Or barach. And the Yavim didn't listen, but he ran away. He just ran, skipped town. In such a case, nizoinus mishel Yavim. The Rabbanan made a knas. We look as if, like he made Yavim right now, and she gets fed from the property of the brother. Of the Yavim has to feed her. What about noflo lefnei Yavim koten? What's going to be, your brother died, his wife now falls, there's only one brother alive now, a 10-year-old boy, that's all. Nosol of Neyavim Kotin. So, Miyavim Lesla. From after the first 3 months, so she doesn't get from her husband anymore, so now from the Yavim, this Kotin, he doesn't have to feed her. Because there's no Mitzvah Yivim right now, a Kotin has no Mitzvah Yivim. Mibal, what about from the husband? Does she still get fed from her first husband or not? So, Pligi Bor Ravach Ravina, Samachleikas Ravach Ravina. Chadama 1 says, Isla. Yes, she gets fed from her first husband. Usually the klal is, she doesn't get fed from the first husband after 3 months, because we tell her, take care of yourself. If you have brothers alive, get them to give you chalitza yibum, and you'll take care of yourself. But here that the brother is a katin, she can't take care of herself. Since she can't take care of herself, so maybe she should be fed from the first husband's nechasim. That's one svara. For Chadama, another one says, no, lesla, she does not get fed. The Hilkos of the Locher is Lesla, she does not get fed. Why? Mi Shemayin Kansu, Tzmama Shegedo, like she has a Kanas Minas Shemayin now. That she doesn't get fed, her first Baal doesn't have to feed her. That's the Locher, it's only 3 months. After that, she's on her own. Here it happens that she's not on her own, because the Yavim is a cotton, nothing can happen. That's called Loshna Mi Shemayin Kansu, Minas Shemayin, she got a Kanas, she has to stay without being fed. Tell the Rabbon. Yevoma shechol tzolachin v'toich shloisha. What's going to be if one of the brothers not listened to the halacha and he gave yibum toich shloisha? He gave chalitza. A brother died. His wife is yevoma, and the first 3 months the halacha was you're not supposed to do anything. The brother didn't listen and he gave a chalitza. Shechol tzolachin v'toich shloisha. So tzricha la'amtim shloisha chadoshim. She still has to wait 3 months before she gets married to anybody else. She has to wait, Rashi says, she has to wait a complete 3 months from the time her husband died. That's when she can get married to somebody else.